This is episode number 479 with four-time USA Memory Champion, Nelson Dellis.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Welcome to the School of Greatness podcast, everyone. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope this is going to make your day and life even better, because we are in the house with Nelson Dellis, who is a four-time USA memory champion and one of the leading memory experts in the world. He's traveled around the world as a competitive memory athlete, memory consultant, and highly sought after keynote speaker. He's the founder and CEO of Climb for Memory, a nonprofit charity that aims to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's disease research through mountain climbs all over the world. He is also the co-founder of the Memory League, memory training app, and the co-founder director of Memory League Championships, the only digital format head-to-head style memory competition. That's right. All things memory. Nelson has been featured in the Today Show, Fox and Friends, The Katie Couric Show, CNN.com, ABC, Dr. Oz, Science Channel, Nat Geo, Super Brain China, National Geographic Magazine, and many other outlets. He is one of the top guys. He's kind of like Jim Quick, where he just like can teach and memorize so many things at the same time. And what we cover today are how to memorize names at a networking event when you feel like you're horrible at names. I know that's pretty much like 90% of people listening. Why memory is a lost art. Also, how Nelson turned his memory work into a business. And again, if you guys don't think you can run a business or be successful around your passion and making money full time, then this is another great example. Nelson did this around just memory, something he's passionate about. Again, no excuses here. Also, a simple way to train your brain every single day to be stronger. During this interview, I actually have Nelson memorize 50 numbers just by saying them out loud and having them repeat back to me. So pretty cool to see how he does it actually live. And also, Nelson didn't have a powerful memory. He wasn't great at memory. He was actually pretty average. And he talks about how anyone can have a superhuman memory the way he trained himself to have it just as well. Super pumped for this one, and want to give a shout out to our iTunes review of the week. This is from Lee Buza, who said, "I'm usually the guy who's too lazy to leave reviews, but I had to leave one for this podcast. This podcast has been a huge blessing for me this year, helping me stay focused on my goals and getting better each day. I first heard of Lewis Howes on the Model Health Show, another great podcast, and after hearing his background and how genuinely he seeks to impact people's lives for the better, I quickly became a fan. He gives helpful perspectives in very empowering and practical ways, and the guests he features take things to a whole new level. The show goes beyond stereotypical feel-good motivation, and I'm looking forward to getting the School of Greatness book sometime in the future. So many episodes to choose from, and they are all quality content." Well, Lee Buza, thank you for being the iTunes Review of the Week. And make sure to go get the book right now. Don't wait in the future. Get it right now. Go to lewishowes.com/book and be one of the people who are diving in and getting great results from the practical tips in the book also. All right. Get ready to enhance your memory, to memorize anyone's name, to never forget a phone number again, to optimize your brain for human performance like never before. Without further ado, let me introduce to you the one, the only Nelson Dellis.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Welcome, everyone, back to the School of Greatness podcast. We have Nelson Dellis in the house. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited about this because you are a memory champion, actually a four-time U.S. memory champion.
That's right.
And one of the leading memory experts in the world. You travel around as a competitive athlete. Mm-hmm. Do you call it competitive athlete? Or
yeah, like a memory athlete.
Memory athlete.
Depends on what you consider a sport.
Not a mathlete.
No.
Memory athlete.
Mem athlete. Yeah.
Mem athlete. And how many competitions are there, like memory competitions?
Yeah, there's a few. There's the U.S. National Championship, which is the thing I've won. There's like a World Championship.
Have you won that?
No, I've competed in a few times. It's a whole other...
It's a different type of...
Yeah, it's intense. The events are a bit different. And it's been around for longer, and more international people have competed in that and prepared for it for longer. Mm. So it's just like...
What is that one like? I mean, what's the criteria to win? Is it the same thing every year? Is it a different prompt?
It's the same thing every year. It's 10 events, so it's like decathlon. Yeah. And it's just your total score over like the points you've racked over the 10 disciplines. And
what were some of the events?
So some are the same as the U.S. one, like memorizing a deck of cards as fast as possible.
They'll give you a deck there and you have to memorize it.
As quickly as possible. A 5-minute, you have 5 minutes to memorize as many digits as possible. And at the Worlds, they have like an hour where you get to memorize digits, an hour where you get to memorize cards, names of faces, words, random blobs, historic dates, stuff like that. Serious.
Whoa. How many days is it?
Three.
3 days.
So you're pretty spent by the end of it.
Yeah.
Just like 8 hours a day of memorizing.
Wow, man. That's insane.
Which sounds probably like a nightmare for a lot of people, but it's fun.
It's a lot, man. Yeah. Now, what are some of the records that you have? Because don't you have some memory records too?
I do, and I've broken some, lost some, gained them back. But right now, I currently have the one for memorizing names, in the most names in 15 minutes, which is 201 names.
Now, people give you the name. They give you the name up front, or there's a list of names?
It's basically a packet of headshots of random people we've never seen and with first and last name. And each
people you don't know, not celebrities.
No, right. Because then it makes it maybe easier to memorize if you recognize someone. But they're all random, and you get 15 minutes to study it, and then you get to write in the names, as many of them as you can in the recall stage.
15 minutes.
15 to memorize, and then 20 to write out as much as you can.
Well, how long did it take you to write it out?
Yeah, I do pretty fast. I mean, I got to get it out as fast as possible because... Yeah. There's like a deterioration of what you recall after you see it, you know? So I probably write out most of it in 5-10 minutes and then spend the rest trying to remember some that slipped my mind, you know?
That's crazy, man. And how many did you do?
201.
201.
Yeah.
And do you remember any of those?
Well,
like years ago.
No, I mean, I know the kind of names they asked. I'm sure there was like a Bob and a Steve, but... But that's another difference in the Worlds in the U.S. is that the U.S. one is like American names, which is an American name? But it's a lot easier than the World ones, which are international.
You have to spell it too?
Yeah.
You have to get every spelling. You have the spelling right for all of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. So most of the mistakes I make are like I put an E instead of an A. Like it was Lindsay with an E instead of Lindsay with an A.
Well, how many did you remember without getting this perfect spelling?
Like yeah, I mean.
230 or something, 210.
Yeah, so they give right now 234 names. That's the max. And I looked at all of them, which I don't know if anybody else does. And I'd say maybe I get most of them. It's just like 20 of them or something are spelled
crazy.
Wrong. Yeah.
So for someone who's going to a networking event,
yeah,
A lot of my listeners are entrepreneurs.
Of course,
looking to build relationships. Relationships are the most valuable asset and currency for them.
Totally.
For most entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And a lot of people come to me and say, you know, I'm horrible with names. I'm sure you get this all the time. So if you wanted to remember just 10 people at an event, how do you go about just the starting process of your basics? If you're the worst memory, how does someone go about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, that is the number one thing I get asked all the time. And I think it is probably the most useful skill to have in terms of memory, like most applicable to daily life,
right?
Because it's so important. Just simple things, remembering someone's name can make a world of a difference in a relationship, right?
Yes.
So the first thing I tell people is, if you're going to an event, say it's a networking event, and you want to memorize 10 people's name, is that you tell yourself that you're going to memorize 10 people's names. That's like the very first step.
Prep yourself.
Yeah.
Prime yourself.
Just like make it a goal of yours, right? Because I think a lot of people think they have a bad memory for names, and they'll go into that situation thinking that, and then, you know, they're not going to bother, or they're going to be like, I just can't do it. Yeah. But everyone can. So I'd like to preface the show, I guess, by saying that I didn't have this skill, you know, before I started. It's something I developed with practice. And when I first started memorizing names, I was just as good as anybody else, you know? So the first thing is to have that intent. And I often tell people to, in their heads, just mentally tell yourself, I want to remember, you know, this person's name as you approach them, and just kind of repeat that, because it primes you to focus in on that. And I think in this day and age, it's hard to focus on something, especially at an event where there's noises, people moving in and out, and you're trying to remember who you need to talk to or what you're going to say, you know? Mm. So if you can just focus on that, that's
walking
kind of the first
person. I'm going to remember this person's name.
Yeah. Yeah. Say it in your
head. In your head. Yeah.
Yeah. Repeat it. And then, so the next thing is, I usually tell people, choose a feature. So something about the person's face or their mannerism, something that you notice instantly. Nothing you have to like study or figure out, just very lightly, easy. What pops out at you? We all do that. I mean, we look at people and we kind of silently judge. So
yeah, they're short, they're tall, they're whatever.
Yeah, their hairdo's funny, whatever.
Right.
So you choose that feature, and then the interaction happens. You say your name, I say mine, we shake hands, and then you come up with a picture for the name. So that can be difficult, especially when you're trying to maintain a conversation, but as you practice, you get better at this. And the idea is to go for something that it reminds you of. So like, when I say Nelson, what do you think of?
Mandela.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So usually people will say Nelson Mandela, Nelson from The Simpsons, or maybe Admiral Nelson, or like a full Nelson, you know?
Right, right.
There's a few different things, but Nelson Mandela is one of the top ones. So you would picture him, right? You can visualize him.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with who I am. Just you need a picture for the name. And then once you have that picture, you kind of mash it together with my feature that you chose. And you make a little narrative, a little story, or you come up with a reason why those things would be related. Okay,
got
and
it.
That process of thinking of that relation will help you remember. Next time you see me, you're going to see that feature, and then you're going to remember that ridiculous association you made to that picture,
sure,
Nelson Mandela, and then you'll be like, okay, that's Nelson.
Got it.
Yeah.
What would you do for me?
So, Lewis, I have another memory friend named Lewis, and he's actually shaved bald.
Oh.
He's a young kid. So I would just picture as simple as imagine you having a bald head.
There you go.
Yeah. So sometimes you can choose a specific feature, or sometimes you can kind of interact a feature from the thing that it reminds you of to something that you don't have. You know, just make something that's so opposite or bizarre.
Got it.
Yeah.
And when you wake up in the morning, what is the thing you think about? Are you thinking of memory or how you're going to remember names, numbers, faces? What goes through your mind on a daily basis? And when you're also like just driving over here, are you like looking at the street signs and like remembering landmarks? Or like, how does your brain think?
Yeah. So it's not so much that I'm memorizing stuff automatically, right? I still have to try to do that. But what does happen is I do look at things and convert them to pictures. So when I do see billboards or license plates, I do tend to just convert them to the pictures that they represent, because I've studied these systems and I just enjoy being in that world where things are kind of colorful and weird and try to make associations and stuff. Not that I'm trying to memorize, but just, you know.
It's like a game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you look at license plates, you can remember them pretty easily too?
If I wanted to, yeah. But it, like I said, it's not like I drove over here and I was just memorized like scanning
20 of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
What's the hardest thing to remember for you?
The hardest thing for me is like text, like, you know, memorizing a poem or a script or something where there's like lots of little filler words and, you know, you have to pay attention to the tenses and stuff like that. And that's one of the events at the U.S. Championship is how to remember, you have to remember a poem. And it's previously unpublished and it's usually very abstract about like balloons and springtime and stuff. But, you know, you got to remember all the spelling, all the capitalizations,
you
punctuation.
Spell it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, this is challenging.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm horrible spelling, so I would lose at every memory test there is.
I get in trouble with that too. I'm a decent speller, but sometimes like I'm remembering like a list of words and you have to write them out, and I'm like, how do you spell? You know, it's the most simplest word, and I just fight back and forth. Is it two C's or one C? Mm-hmm. Two C's,
yeah,
but
yeah,
yeah,
okay. So memorizing full poems or paragraphs or something like that is challenging.
Yeah. So stuff where it's
you
want to
be a good actor.
I don't know. It's funny because I've had my wife shaking her head now. it's funny because I've had to memorize scripts for little things
TV
I've
spots,
done, TV
whatever,
spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the first time I did it, I was like, yeah, I can memorize this in
got
the night,
this.
No worries. And I did, right? I did it like I did the poetry, and I could say all the words perfectly. But I realized the next day when I was trying to act is that I still had to access that information, and to do it properly on camera, I have to like be super smooth, like
fluid and like,
yeah, which is a different thing, right? I can have it memorized, but doesn't mean I can recite it like
looked like a normal human being,
exactly, yeah,
not like a robot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like if I memorize a really long number and I recite it back to you, I'd be like, you know, 5, 8, you know, rather than like 5, 8, 6, 8.
You're accessing it in your mind. Yeah,
doesn't mean I'm getting it wrong, but it's not like smooth. So with
just that's put a teleprompter up there, right?
That's what they ended up doing, which was ridiculous, but
yeah, it's funny.
Ended up having to happen. So.
Sure. And before we came on here, you were talking about, you know, we said Apollo Ono was one of the previous guests
yes.
I had on here, and you said, oh, he's like a number of mine or
yeah.
something. So what does that even mean?
Right. So for numbers and cards and stuff, stuff where you have, you know what you're going to get, right? So for numbers, you know that you're going to see digits between 0 and 9, no other digits, right? But obviously, they'll be longer sequences of them, and cards, 52 cards. Names and poetry and words and stuff can pull from almost unlimited data sets, so there's more improvisation there. So with the numbers and cards, we have systems that we create where, for example, I have a three-digit system where every three-digit number is a person or a preset image, so that when I see that three-digit image, a three-digit number, I already have a
so
thing associated.
So 113.
113 is Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah. And there's some method to it why I have that assigned. And like 195 is Apollo Ono. You know, I started with a two-digit system, and 95 happened to be, so the system I had, I'm trying to remember, it's so automatic now. 9 was an N and 5 was an E. So I had NE, the initials. And that, to me, made me think of New England Patriots. So 95 is Tom Brady. The original 95.
Sure.
And then when I expanded it, I said, okay, 095 will be the original guy that I had for my two-digit system, Tom Brady. And then all the others, 195, 295, 395, up to 995 will be like popular athletes.
Got it.
Ideally Olympic athletes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have 1,000 names.
1,000 names.
Memorized.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not so much the names. It's just I see the picture of the person. It's like...
with the number, you see the image of the person.
Exactly. Yeah. And
you know their name, so you're just
reciting that was
the name.
That's the important part, is to come up with people that I know, you know?
I don't even know 1,000 names, I don't think. I mean,
you'd be surprised.
I'm sure I do, but...
In terms of, with all your guests and athletes
sure,
and that you've played with and
that's
friends
crazy.
And family. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But it works, and it helps you... like crunch numbers, big numbers into smaller pictures.
And so that works when someone's like, okay, give me 50 numbers and on stage.
Yeah.
I've seen a friend do this, Jim Quick. I don't know if you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And he, I think he did like 100 numbers. And,
yeah, yeah.
And someone was like writing on the back of the chalkboard over so you could see him.
That's
and he
right.
just recited them all back to us, like double digit numbers. And it was like
forwards
mind blowing.
And backwards.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that stuff, but it's so powerful.
Yeah.
To see what the mind is capable of.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I'm assuming, like, it's pretty easy for you after a while. You're like, actually, it's not that hard. Like after, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm assuming like you've done it so many times where you just.
Yeah, it gets a lot easier with practice where it becomes an automatic thing. Right. And I think that's an important thing to note is that memory, a lot of people think is just something you either have or you don't. But it's just like any other skill. If you practice every day and you get used to it, it becomes easy and natural.
Now, why is memory a lost art, the skill of memory?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, this was what people did back in the day when there were no tablets and phones and computers or even mass printing, right? You had to remember something and you pass that story down to someone else. And to be intelligent meant to have a good memory because you held the information, right?
Right.
That made the world go round. But, you know, as books and then computers come around, it's like now we don't need to use our brains for memory anymore, which is fine. It allows us, frees us up to do other things. But I think there's something to be said to in using your memory and training your brain and keeping your mind fit in this day where we're just kind of like mindlessly tapping on things and swiping.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Yeah.
Wow. What are some things we can do on a daily basis to help increase memory training?
Yep. Well, one thing is just to try and do it. It's very easy to use your devices to do that, but make the effort. I mean, if someone gives you their phone number, for example, try to remember it. I'm not saying forever. Eventually, put it in your phone because that's hard to keep forever. Yes. You have to review them and stuff. But when, in that exchange, try to make the effort to remember. Or when you go to the grocery store, write it out. Write out your list and commit it to memory. And don't bring the list or don't put it on your phone. And I know that makes it a lot difficult, more difficult for some people because like I can't afford to forget something. My kids will be hungry or whatever. But that'll help you learn. I mean, if you forget something once, you're probably not going to forget a second.
I feel like waiters and waitresses, they're great at this. Yeah. Some of them. I'm like blown away by the orders they're memorizing.
Yeah. I'm like, you should write that down,
I know. Because I'm the pickiest eater.
Yeah.
So I like have to substitute everything. And I'm like, I like things simple. And I'm like, please don't mess this up. You know, but they seem so confident they can get like eight people. I'm like, that's a talent.
That is, yeah.
And they're probably doing similar things, right? They're like associating.
And I think a big part is that they have to do it every day. And I think they also note that when you show that you have that memory skill, it boosts how people think of you. And it,
absolutely.
It's a very admiring skill to have.
Wow.
I think. Yeah.
What's a challenge I can do with you right now to see how good your memory is?
We could try a number. I don't know if you have a piece of paper to write it down or you can put it on your device.
I do.
We can do like...
You have a pen? Let's try this.
So what you should do is write like... let's do a 50-digit number.
Okay? 50 digits.
So 50 single digits.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see this.
And then we can do it two ways. I can have you tell me the numbers one by one.
I'll let them write
out loud
50 digits.
Or I can just read it. It's up to you.
Whatever. And you can say it back to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that would be the goal. If I didn't do that,
we'll do it. Well, it's 50 single digits, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a total of 50 digits. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll let you write them out.
Yeah. Sometimes I say.
Yeah, I'll let you write them out first, and then when you're done, I'll do it.
Okay.
How long is it going to take you to?
Well, it depends. Do you want to do it out loud?
Sure. Okay. Where I say it,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll repeat it back to me.
In that case.
Forwards and backwards?
Yeah. Well, really? You just say it forwards, and then I'll recite it forwards and backwards.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Wow. But, yeah, so if in that case, if you could say it like one digit per second. So
okay.
It'll take 50 seconds.
Not like. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No. Yeah, so some people will do that. They'll be like, oh, I'm going to say this number, and they say like 2856, whatever.
Like,
yeah. I still need time to process things, you know, because I'm doing this thing in my head.
You're not like a superhuman? Come on.
I know. Disappointingly, no. Yeah, I'm an average person just with a trained skill. Yeah.
All right. How many you got?
25.
Okay.
So I should, in while she's writing that, I'll kind of explain what I'm about to do. So there's the conversion of the number that you'll say into a picture. But then, you know, you still have a lot of pictures, right? So what I'm doing with those pictures is I store them in what's called a memory palace. Mm-hmm. And this is
like basically a castle, right?
Yeah. It's castle. Some people call it a Roman room method.
Uh-huh.
And what you do is you imagine some place you know very well, like a house or an apartment, and you mentally navigate through it,
yep.
placing those images as you go. And the idea is that those are pre-memorized and they hopefully have some meaning to you. You know, you've been there, you maybe have memories there. So remembering that space it's not a part of the problem.
It's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah. But remembering the number of the picture in the space, right?
Yeah. And when you put that crazy image in a place that you know well, it kind of makes it just bizarre, and that's what we tend to memorize or remember better.
So you have an image associated with each number, right?
Yeah.
From 1 to 9.
Yeah. Well, so as you say, when I do them out loud, I'm going to group them by 2s just because it's a bit faster.
Okay.
So every pair that you say, I'll be converting into a picture.
So do 2 at a time.
Like 50. No, just say 1 at a time.
One number.
And then I'll.
5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll pair them, though.
I'll pair them as
he's already getting. He's like, when a number came, he's like, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So hold on. So I gotta place myself in a memory palace. And we're gonna do 50. Hold on. So that's okay. All right. So just keep a pace like 1, 2, 3, okay. Like that. Okay.
Right. Where? Right. What's your memory palace?
So I'm using I'm in Kathmandu. This is a hotel I stayed in before I attempted Everest in 2011. Mm. So it's a pretty memorable place.
Attempted?
Yeah, I didn't summit. I got within 50 meters.
You've done it 3 times though, right?
Yeah.
50 meters?
50 meters, yeah.
You could just meters. Climb off to the top? You're like...
I wish. It was one of those things where it was like... So 50 meters, vertical meters was another hour, right?
It's a lot, yeah.
And I was already struggling. I had an issue with my oxygen mask and it was like... Because then you have the return trip down, which is another 5-6 hours. So
it was getting dark or it was getting...
Well, it was 3 a.m., so the sun was going to come up. And I always think that if the sun was just like a little higher, you feel that warmth and that hope from the sun that I would have pushed on. But it was probably a smart decision. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And the other 2 attempts have been...
Wait, so how many times you attempted?
3, yeah.
3. So you've never made it to the top?
Close each time, but...
50 meters is the closest.
That's the closest, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And each time you're like, I'm going to make it up there and then...
Yeah, that's the goal. It's a 2-month expedition that I'm...
2 months?
Yeah.
Trying to climb it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it 2 months training or 2 months from the base to the summit?
Well, 2 months, you that's with the whole expedition. So I arrive in Kathmandu usually at the beginning and then we trek to base camp. Takes about a week and a half. And then you spend the rest of the time kind of going
up and down
a little higher because it's so high that your body needs that long to acclimatize.
Wow.
It takes about 6 weeks for your body to really go through some serious high altitude changes.
You're like nauseous a lot and
yeah, the first few days. Yeah. Well, no throwing up, but yeah, you get these massive headaches and you're just like tired of everything you do. But
no energy. Have you studied Wim Hof?
No. I don't know.
This guy's climbed Kilimanjaro like, I don't know, a dozen times without with just shorts on, barefoot.
Oh, I think
no shirt.
Okay.
And
is he the guy that goes in the super cold?
Yes.
With no clothes on?
His immune system like doesn't change, like his heart rate doesn't change, and he does it all just by breathing in a certain way, climbing the mountain.
That's insane. It's cold there.
Yeah, and he's got shirtless. That's and he's crazy. Fine.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Nothing's wrong with him. It's insane. He takes people up, which is like average people, to do the same thing.
To do the same thing?
Same thing. He teaches them how to do it through breathing.
I need that because
So if you want to get up Everest,
yeah.
then he teaches you how to overcome, you know, the cold with your mind.
Yeah, that is, for me as a, and maybe for you as a tall guy, like my circulation, my hands and toes get like icebox really fast. So managing my heat on those mountains is hard work.
You should go to Amsterdam and take this guy's course, Wim Hof. It'll probably get you to the summit.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Take a photo from the summit for me when you do it too.
Without my shirt on.
Exactly. all right, you ready?
All right.
Did I just throw you off?
No, that's okay. Let me just resituate myself. All right, let's go.
5, 2, 3, 9, 8, 6, 7, 4, 3, 1, 0, 9, 7, 8, 5, 5, 9, 8. 2, 1, 3, 4, 9, 7, 6, 8, 7, 5, 4, 1, 2, 0, 9, 7, 8. 6, 6, 2, 3, 5, 9, 0, 2, 1, 1, 5, 6, 9, 8, 7.
All right, let me just go over to my head. Okay. All right. So from the top, we have 5, 2, 3, 9, 8, 6, 7, 4, 3, 1, 0, 9, 7, 8, 5, 5, 9, 8, 2, 1, 3, 4, 9, 7, 6, 8, 7, 5, 4, 1, 2, 0, 9, 7, 8, 6, 6, 2, 3, 5, 9, 0, 2, 1, 1, 5, 6, 9, 8, 7.
That's it.
Yeah.
Have you ever messed up?
Yeah, I usually miss one and then I'll come back to it. I'll usually figure it out.
Got it.
And then in reverse, we'll start from the back. So 7, 8, 9, 6, 5, 1, 1, 2, 0, 9, 5, 3, 2, 6, 6, 8, 7, 9, 0, 2, 1, 4, 5, 7, 8, 6, 7, 9, 4, 3, 1, 2, 8, 9, 5, 5, 8, 7, 9, 0, 1, 3, 4, 7, 6, 8, 9, 3, 2, 5.
Got it.
Yeah. There you go.
So what is each photo? I mean, how do you do that?
So I'm at the front of this hotel in Kathmandu, and you tell me, you said 5 and then 2, which to me, remember using my two-digit system, that's Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Okay.
And then what I'll actually do is every pair is a person, but also there's an action associated with it. So the next two digits, which were 3 and 9, I actually take that person and use their action. So that's Chuck Norris, but his action is like kicking something, like a roundhouse kick. So I put those together and that's Marty McFly doing a roundhouse kick at the front of this hotel. And I'll tell you why I put those two together is so that 4 digits now is really just kind of like one image rather than having to memorize Marty McFly and Chuck Norris, you know?
Yeah.
I could imagine Marty McFly interacting with Chuck Norris, but it's more easier.
Memorable getting kicked.
Yeah, you give the action to the person, and now it just feels like it's just a one person doing something, which is, I think, a lot more memorable.
Four numbers, yeah.
Yeah. That's and great. Then so I moved to the lobby, like the front desk of the hotel. It's just inside. And there was Homer Simpson, 8'6", sword fighting with the guy behind the desk, which is 7'4". And then we move over. There's a hick kind of guy, like with a straw hat. And that's 3'1", and he's doing jumping jacks. Mm. That's 0'9". And then into the other room is my old boss at a pizza place when I was younger. Di, her name is, and she's 7'8", and she's reading a book, 5'5". And then we go up the stairs. I'm sorry, but it's one of my ex-girlfriends, but she's taking a crap on the chairs, on the stairs, yeah, and so on.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So it doesn't seem, it's not that hard once you kind of can figure out that game in your mind.
Yeah.
And you practice it enough. It's not that as hard as it seems.
Yeah.
Now, could you do it without that? If you didn't have these kind of like brain game memory tricks,
right.
You be like, if I was like, just set the numbers, would you be able to just?
No way.
Can anyone do that?
I don't think so. So the rule is in the literature is that people could do that for maybe 7 ± 2 numbers before it starts to get out of hand.
Really? So and you almost have to associate it with a photo or an image or castle, whatever it is.
You're right. So that test, you know, it's like it's called a digit span test, and some people do it where you see it, some do it audio, like you did, most psychologists will measure that the average human can memorize about 7 things before
forget.
Yeah. And I think they did this study at Florida State University back in the 90s where they took like a runner, I think he was a runner, athlete student, and they did this test to him every day. And he didn't have a system, but over time, I think he got to about 80 digits in a row with no technique. But he kind of was developing some type of technique, and what he said he would do is he'd turn sequences of numbers into like running times, you know, like, you know, he'd say to himself, oh, that's like a really good mile or something time, or that's like the distance it takes me to do this many reps or whatever, you know? So he was turning them into pictures kind of without having it so formalized like I do, but that was the only way that he was able to get so far.
Wow. Yeah. Now, is there like a manual for this, or is there like a who taught you this?
I used an audio book by a guy named Dominic O'Brien, who's an 8-time world champion from like the very early days. He doesn't compete anymore. And that got me somewhat introduced to everything. But then from then on, there wasn't much literature out there when I started. So I just kind of figured by trial and error. I'm working on my own book, which hopefully will be out next year. So,
do all the best in the world, are they doing something similar in terms of the association and the rooms?
Yeah. So what you'll find is that everybody's at the top is using some form of a memory palace and some form of encoding, which is turning the things into pictures.
Got it.
Some people have more elaborate, encoding systems, which some makes them slower because it's more time to process, but some people it's made them faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so my times for a deck of cards and numbers are quite good, but not the best. And
really?
I'm in the process of trying to rewrite some of my systems so I can kind of catch up.
So the deck of cards is the same thing we just did. It's just 2 more numbers. You would just like...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So for that, I have a picture for every card. So there's 52 people. It's much less than the numbers. Right. And combine them in kind of this person action situation and place it in a memory palace.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
People love that one because it's like, is it a card trick? It seems like a lot of information because of the suits and the numbers, but
it's pretty easy for you.
Yeah. One card is one image. So it's a lot easier than people think.
Yeah.
And I've taught people how to memorize decks of cards who were like, no way I could do it. Like I could teach you too.
Yeah. And how long would it take?
Well, at some point you need to sit down and say what all 52 cards will be, which can take some time.
Right.
But I have done it where we just take the suits. So just like the Jack, Queen, King of the face cards of every suit. And we just kind of give it whatever it looks like. King of Clubs, I usually tell people, okay, think of Tiger Woods because he's the king of clubs. Well, maybe not anymore. Yeah.
Jordan Spieth or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and we could place it around the very room we're in and people grasp that concept really quickly.
Yeah.
Because it's something we all can do. That's the crazy thing about memory is like people are so like, I can't memorize anything and my memory's gone. And all I'm doing is using stuff that our brains are, I think, naturally primed and good at doing.
Mm-hmm.
And once you kind of realize how to approach memory, use some association and store it in a spatial location that you know well, that's like so sets our brains on fire.
So a phone number is probably like the easiest thing to remember for you, right?
Yeah, it's a fun little thing because I ask people for the number and they say, are you going to write it down? I'm like, no, I got it. And so I'll ask for the zip code. I usually like make a comment about it because I usually like to try and figure out where someone's from based on an area code. And then the rest of the number is just like a picture. Yeah.
So how would that work?
So, well, for the average person, if you didn't have a system, you just try to like make a sense of the number sequence. It helps if you are familiar with the zip code, right? If you're from, the area code.
Got it, yeah.
So like in Miami 305, if someone tells me that, I don't even think that, right?
Yeah, you just remember the next seven numbers, right?
Exactly, yeah. And so for me, I'll do like the three digits that come next is a person for me, and then the next pairs
three
of two.
Three digits a person.
Yeah, I'll do like
it's a like one-on-one. On one.
Yeah, so that's the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. And then
that's a lot of digits you've remembered, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of practice for that.
Gosh.
It's not necessary for the average person, but if I'm competing,
yeah.
You know, I got to do those.
932.
932, that's Pluto.
That's crazy.
There's a little bit of lag on the three-digit ones just because it's still a bit of a lookup. But
really?
Yeah.
What do you mean lookup? You just have to like access it?
Yeah, yeah, because I know the two-digit ones like super quick.
Yeah.
32 is Charlie Brown. And then so all the 32s are like Mickey Mouse like character people.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you just have to remember the 232, the 432. Yeah. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You got a system down. Yeah. Do you think we should train our brains more or our bodies more?
Good question. I think it's a mixture of both. I think they both work hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I'm all about kind of in both fitness for both. So
yeah.
I always spend a lot of time in the physical gym every day. I do a lot
big
of CrossFit.
Dude. Yeah, big guy.
And then I make sure to work out my brain too.
Every day.
Yeah.
So what does that look like?
So we always start off the day going to CrossFit for about an hour and a half, and then I'll come home and start doing my training. So memorizing, I usually break it up into what the events are and do drills around it. So like memorizing the cards, I'll spend some time on that. Then I'll do the numbers and
this is full time for you.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you can make a living doing memory training.
Yeah, I guess. I when I first started, it was just a hobby. I was a software engineer and kind of did it sometimes on the hour, but mostly at home. Like when I was rushing to get to work or coming home. But then people started asking me, as I won a championship, my first one, people started asking me, do you come and teach people how to do this or speak?
And
it's like, I guess, sure.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it's become now. And I love it. I love teaching people and showing them that they all have this skill. It's just a matter of kind of unleashing that power.
So now you've got it's a full-time business for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
teaching, trainings, speaking, books coming out, programs, courses, whatever.
It's not always like, the nice thing about it is that memory is something that I think people always need help with and in any field or career, it can be applied. Memory can help you. So that's good. Sometimes it's hard to like get it across to people that, yes, you can do it too. You know, some people just write it off as something that they can't do, and it's a challenge on my part to convince them, you know?
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
What have you learned about yourself since going on this journey?
Yeah, you know, when I first started, I used to always, I loved getting into new things, that stuff that would make me stronger or more skilled. And I'd kind of scratch the surface and be like, okay, and move along. So I'd be good at a lot of things, but not great mm-hmm. at anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this was kind of the first thing that I mastered.
You went all in.
And I went all in. I didn't really, it was funny because when I started, it wasn't the goal. It wasn't to become like a champion. I did it because my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and mm-hmm. when she passed away, I was kind of like, man, I need to see if I can make my brain strong. And so it started out of this passion and that inspiration from her. And then wow. before I knew it, I was getting really good at it. And I don't know. I just kept doing it every day, and the better I got, and after winning a championship or two, I realized, okay, I'm one of the best in the world at this, wow. and that was kind of the coolest thing. And it helped me realize that, like, okay, if you work hard at something, no matter what it is, even something as crazy as improving your average memory, then you can almost do anything.
Mm.
Maybe not Summit Everest, but I'm working on that
yeah.
one.
And when did you start? When was this?
That was 2009. Yeah, I'd kind of heard about it in 2008 and played around with it, but 2009 was when my grandmother passed, and that's when I like flipped the switch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this obsessed. Could? Do you feel like this could help anyone with Alzheimer's, or you know, before they get into that state?
I'm a big proponent of training your memory every day, just in the same way you stay physically fit to ward off all sorts of diseases and yeah. future age problems. I think if you train your brain, you use your brain, challenge it, not necessarily always memorizing. I mean, there are other things you can do. Like, I think the best thing for training your brain is to try to tackle something that's uncomfortable for your brain. And memorizing for me and learning those vast systems was one of those things. And I think those kind of things are what keep people sharp, and give longevity to your brain health.
What's the thing that would challenge your brain every day?
So something that is new, you know, like we're so...
Trying a new skill, like,
yeah,
like learning a language or playing an instrument.
Exactly,
or
a puzzle, or putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation even, you know, like going to like an improv class or something, you right. know, like where you're...
You have to think, you have to be yeah, on your toes, yeah.
It's so easy to get comfortable. And I think, I'm sure you know that, and it applies to other fields, is if you get comfortable in something, you're not going to get better at it or grow.
Absolutely.
And that applies to anything, I think. Yeah.
Wow. What's the one thing you want to achieve through this journey that you haven't achieved yet?
Yeah. I think my goal, ever from the beginning was so that I wouldn't end up in the same, kind of way as my grandmother did. Mm-hmm. But I think that's kind of morphed into trying to spread the message that nobody should end up like that. And,
right.
I want to inspire people to think about using their memories, and that you can have a good memory, and that mental fitness is a thing, and it shouldn't be overlooked. You know, it's not just about the body. I mean, your brain is a part of your body,
yeah,
and it runs everything else. So why not value it more than, you know, or equally as your body? You
sure.
know?
When you're climbing Everest, are you doing memory challenges as well, or did your brain not have? Is that a time where you shouldn't be doing that because you need all your energy into?
Yeah. No, I'll go to places and try to recall things I've memorized, or I will try and like, I'll navigate through my memory palaces, or I do try to distract my mind when I'm on those
really?
Climbs. Yeah. Cause a lot of the climbing days are really like long, boring slogs, and they're painful cause you're struggling for air, and it's steep, and you know, your body's just like, has no energy, hasn't slept, and you're wasting away at altitude, you know? So,
right. So you're thinking, you're playing games, you're...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's actually been very helpful in getting through some of the tough spots, yeah.
Wow. 50 meters is so close.
I know. It's right at the Hillary step, right?
I'm just messing with
yeah.
you. When are you going back?
I don't know. That's in discussion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to go back or no?
I love the mountains. I love that place. Yeah. And a lot of it is I love the memory that comes from it, you know, like that experience, the growth experience from it, and mm-hmm. meeting all these people and the culture that comes along with it. It's wow. beautiful out there.
How do you feel every time you come back?
Yeah. So, and it's a very similar feeling to this feeling I have after winning or losing a memory championship, where it's like you feel empty, you know.
After you win, you feel empty.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Gosh, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
And it's like you got to search for the next thing. And sometimes I wish that I had never like gone into those kind of things, because I'm always trying to match that that goal seeking mm-hmm. high. And it's tough to match, especially with the Everest thing. It's like there's nothing more exhilarating than a full expedition like that.
It's crazy.
So, but that's something I always end up finding something, and it's good, I think, overall, because it gets me to somewhere else.
Exactly.
That I didn't expect.
Exactly. Wow. What's something that anyone listening could do every single day for 10 minutes to train their brain?
I would say get out a piece of paper. I would say find a list of words, right? I'd say 10 to 20 words, and just sit there and try to memorize them.
Random words or?
Yeah, random, better. I mean,
not like a sentence, but like random
words. Yeah, just like random words chosen in a list, like a list form. And find a place that you know, like your house mentally, mm-hmm. and take yourself there and place those images for those words on a route around your house. Just try that. I tell people to have maybe two or three memory palaces that they can rotate between with 10 to 20 locations on each, right? And by locations, I mean, you know, I was using in that hotel I was telling you about, the front of it, the lobby desk, mm-hmm. the sofa there. So I make those are like specific locations, and in that particular memory palace I have like 60 in a row that I've designated.
60.
Yeah, so I can put a lot of numbers. But so think of your house and choose like 10 or 20 pieces of furniture or locations.
Right.
And if you have two or three of those different places, maybe one's your house, maybe one's your office, and maybe one's like your favorite drive or park or something, mm-hmm. you can have those as your go-to memory palaces when you need to memorize a list on the fly, or if you want to memorize something that's useful for you, like you just wanted to know, you know, Super Bowl winners over the last 10 years,
right.
You know? So I say list of words, try with list of words, but maybe try something that's meaningful. Like if you actually wanted to learn,
sure,
you know, some facts or the presidents in order or something.
Or names of people in your company or whatever you are.
Yeah,
yeah. Like that, whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
Interesting.
But it all comes down to just trying to use your memory every day.
Yeah.
That's really what you should be just
a few minutes
to do.
A day.
It's a simple thing, but just try.
Yeah. Where do you think it'd be if you didn't start this memory process journey?
Man.
What would you be doing right now?
Yeah, I don't know. So I studied computer science and physics. And
were you married? Were you guys together when you started this?
No.
No,
no, not at all. I've been doing it longer than we've been together, right?
Yeah.
I've always, like I said, I'm interested in many different things. So I would have found something. Mm-hmm. I think to apply that that hunger to master something,
yeah.
which I hadn't found yet. But I don't know. I feel like maybe I would have always come back to it somehow, because I've always been fascinated by the brain and what's in here that we're not using and what the potential there is.
That's cool. So, very cool, man. Well, where can we connect with you online?
Yep. So my website, nelsondellis.com. You can get my links to my socials and my YouTube channel. I'm trying to post a lot of memory how-tos on there. Yeah.
Nice.
More and more these days. And I'd love to make a shout-out to one thing where people can help out.
Sure.
I work with this research company trying to help fight Alzheimer's and brain diseases. And all we need is a bunch of people to take this memory test that we have. We're trying to look for like a million plus test takers for the research to be like super impactful. So
where is it at?
It's extrememorychallenge.com. And it's like a 5-10 minute test. It's free. There's no catch or anything. It just helps our research. And
does it give you tools on how to optimize it afterwards?
Well, I think you get to compare your scores to mine, which mine were nearly perfect. But
of course, sorry.
But you know, I have a lot of tips on my website
as
well.
Cool.
So, and on the website there, they link
how-to
to mine
videos and you teaching people how to do this stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
that's great. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. A couple questions left for you. One is, if you could remember only one thing and everything else you forgot, but you could have one memory for the rest of your life, what would that memory be?
Oh, man. It's either – no, it would have to be my wedding day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good answer. Yeah, she's here.
I would have said that either way, honestly, because that was such a perfect day. Like, I wouldn't
– That's cool.
I wouldn't forget that.
Okay. Yeah. This
that
is called
cheesy, but it's true. Whatever.
This is called the three truths. So you've mastered memory, you've mastered climbing, you've mastered all these other things for the rest of your life. Whatever you want to go after, you make it happen. Every single dream comes true.
Okay.
You're 100-something years old, and it's the last day.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
On this earth, or however old you want to be, it's the last day. And you get to write down three things you know to be true about everything you've learned and experienced in this world, in this life, and these dreams you've gone after.
Okay.
And these are the final three things that the world gets to remember you by.
Okay.
So they could be simple lessons, truths, or three things that you would want to share.
And what would they be?
Yeah.
All right. So one is work hard. That's the only way you grow and get better. Nothing comes for free like that. You got to work at it. That's one. Mm-hmm. Two is climb a mountain. That's I think that's one of the best things anybody can do. It doesn't have to be huge, but just climb something. Travel somewhere and climb something. Mm. A friend of mine was asking me to do a little video thing. They're traveling the world right now, and they're like, we're going to put together some people who like to travel and what their travel recommendations are. And mine, I was thinking about it, would be, if you're traveling somewhere, find a mountain and climb it. I think that's the best way to like get a cool experience where you're going. You achieve something interesting in the place you traveled. And so work hard, climb a mountain, and wow, this is for me, but I think just like accept like love and stuff, like go for that stuff, like be passionate about that. I mean, that made a lot of moves for this one over here, and I think that's one of the things that's made me the most happiest. So
I love it.
There you go.
Do you remember what they are?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I hope so. Before I ask the final question, I want to take a moment to acknowledge you, Nelson, for your ability to go after something that maybe you didn't think you were good at, and you became one of the best in the world at.
Thanks. Yeah.
And you're showing people that, hey, it doesn't matter if you don't think you're good at something right now, that if you go all in on it and you find a passion for it, that you can figure it out and be one of the best, or at least enhance your life in a certain way. And I think it's awesome that you're doing this not just for your own benefit, but you're doing it to give back to a community of people who have, you know, a disease that they aren't capable of growing. And you're teaching people how to train their brain so that hopefully they don't have to go through that as well. So I think it's amazing you're doing it for yourself, but also you're coupling it with giving back.
Thanks.
And that's, to me, amazing. So I want to acknowledge you for that journey.
Appreciate it.
And the final question is, what's your definition of greatness?
Wow. Greatness, I think it's more of a personal thing. Greatness, I feel like, is judged by people like outside. That guy's great, or he is the greatest. But I think greatness is more like you doing what you love every day to its max, right? Mm. And as long as you believe that, that's being great. I don't think it has to be a huge label, but as long as you feel like you're fulfilling the things that you are super passionate about, then that's great.
There you go. Nelson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, bro.
Cheers.
There you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Nelson. If you did, make sure to share it out with your friends, lewishouse.com/479. And tag me at Lewis Howes and let me know what you think over on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm everywhere. I try to connect with as many people as possible. I try to get back to everyone the best I can. Sometimes I miss it, so hit me up a few times if I do. But share this with your friends. Leave a review over on iTunes.com/greatness for your chance to be the review of the week in the future. And it means a lot to me that you guys are here. We're getting over 2 million downloads a month right now. We continue to grow, all because of you. Let's build this movement of greatness and get the world listening, diving in, taking action, and improving their lives. I love you guys very much, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something
great.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.